and director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right to the lines. Don't hang up. We're going to take you in order. First up was Robert of West Allis, my friend. Thanks for calling Western United, Robert of West Allis.
Good morning. I think with this latest incident at the field office, the media has some culpability here for sure. You have posts on Fox saying things like, oh, well, maybe they planted stuff. They went in there with backpacks. Even though there's no evidence to support that, there's no reality to support that. We need to do something at the federal level or congressional level where these people get fined into oblivion or they get taken off the air. I mean, using the public airwaves, whether it's on TV or on radio, is a privilege. You know, we're perfectly okay fining people for swearing, right? But it's okay to go on there and then just provide lies and disinformation. And this went on for over, 6 to 8 months on Fox, where they continued to lie about the election, whip these people up in a frenzy, then basically pointed them like a loaded gun at the Capitol. But we need some responsible politicians, not just in the Democratic Party, the independents, and even some of the moderate Republicans to say, enough is enough. Let's get these people off the air or let's fine them because, their actions should have consequences. Right now, they just lie with impunity. These people have no integrity, no morality, no ethics, total lack of honesty. And we're supposed to put up with this? We have to correct the media, or regardless of how many elections we have. It's not really going to change the tempo of the country in terms of where things are headed.
Yeah, you're making an excellent point. And here's the thing, the difficulty with, retaliating for false statements. Let me give you an example. On the right wing, and Fox is part of it, they'll say, well, the FBI planted documents in there. Oh, really? It's false, of course. And that was a lie. To me, the issue is what Merrick Garland does. Okay, we'll release the list of what we got. And not only is it a lie that we planted anything, but here's what we have, and then see his response. And then Trump right now is deciding whether or not to oppose that. So that's number one. Number two, Fox is a problem. It puts out lies that are very destructive and fans social media. And I think it's incumbent on the other networks to say Fox was lying. They all sneak around. They go, well, there's no basis for what's, come on. They're lying. Okay. They're lying. Next up, Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind today, Gene.
Good morning, Matt. Great show. And I'll tell you, I just about fell out of my chair when I saw some of the information that had to be released. We have been conned for so long. And this isn't politics as usual. This was the crime of the century that continues every single day. It's criminal activity that happens in the state of Wisconsin with a perpetuated lie and threat of overturning the 2020 election. I mean, this is just ludicrous. And every goddamn one of those lying, you know what, because I'm not going to get you fined by saying what I really feel, they should all be criminally charged, to include Ron Johnson and every single lying son of a gun that's put out lies, and also who takes part in trying to pass off fake electors. I mean, this is nuts.
Right.
Could you imagine
what's great about you, and the Republicans should know this. Gene watches everything. If there's a committee hearing, if there's a subcommittee hearing, Gene is on it, and frequently will call me offline and feed me some of the data that she's seen. Gene, I can't thank you enough for your passion, and I can't thank you enough for your attention to all these issues. Jack of Milwaukee, my friend, you're up next, my friend. What's up, Jack?
It's an honor to speak to a true patriot and a man who loves his country. I'd like to expand a little bit on your comment when Ron Johnson called our president a liar. Ron Johnson lacks common sense. Good common sense is, when law enforcement agency is going to pull a raid, you don't publish it in the newspaper 2 weeks ahead of time, you're not going to catch any criminals that way. But that was just my comment. And you got a great show as usual, and a lot of information there. And thank God you're on the air. Bless you.
Thank you, Jack. Thank you very much. Yeah, exactly right. And for Ron Johnson to say, they ask him, what do you think about the guy that tried to kill FBI agents? And he goes, well, Biden's a liar. Come on. First of all, that's disgusting. But secondly, I'm calling out Ron Johnson, Tim Michaels, both of you, the heads of the Republican Party, basically right now. Where are you on the attempted assassination of FBI agents in Cincinnati? Do you unequivocally denounce it? Steve Scalise, they asked Steve Scalise, he goes, well, and this was not about Cincinnati, this was about Mar-a-Lago. Well, they're rogue agents. No, they weren't rogue agents. That was a lie. From Scalise, that was a lie, and it fanned the flames of people who had murdered law enforcement. Dick of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. You're next up. What's in your mind today, Dick of Madison?
Well, continuing along the same lines, and they're saying that on social media, that's what I call it, because when I think of social, I think of nice things. You know, let's be social. So I call it on social. But they say that it's ramped up to about the same peak we were at right before the January 6th. And then you see this thing in Cincinnati. I guess my question for people like Romney that sits on his hands, Portman, who's not even running and not saying anything, too, let's carry this to its furthest. In other words, what they really want. If they had Trump back in power, he would want to be there until he died. Now, he's a cultist, not a president. And let's just say all of a sudden he changes on a dime. You're no longer in the vote. And he doesn't like you. You know, the guy is borders on paranoid schizophrenic, in my opinion, and you really want him to be in power for the rest of his days. Stand back and ask yourself what this country would look like if he were to get reelected. He's already said he'll get rid of countless people, you know, in civil service jobs and on and on and on. You know, it's not just about him being, he wants to be a supreme leader. He's a fascist dictator, period.
Good point. Very, very good point. And here's my own view on that, Dick. I think if it turns out that he did take nuclear secrets, you know, top secret, you know, there's classified, there's confidential, secret, top secret. You can get a top secret clearance. Top secret doesn't begin to scratch the surface. And as Joe of Madison pointed out, as she read that that information, there are things above top secret that can't be declassified. They have to do with nuclear weapons, and they're in a category of their own. The head of the CIA doesn't see this stuff. The president normally doesn't see this stuff. What the question I have that nobody has asked is, how did Trump get it? This stuff isn't lying around his office. Somebody in the government who had access to nuclear secrets had to give it to him. Now, who was that? Who has the authority to do that? Was it somebody who was in league with Trump? Or is it somebody who was just saying, oh, I'm just following orders? And then Trump took them. And look, here's the deal. Let's be kind of blunt about this. They tried to get it through subpoena. It turns out that they subpoenaed this spring for stuff that he hadn't turned over. He turned over 12 boxes, said that was all, and they sent him a subpoena and said, you're wrong. That wasn't all. You know, they have an informant now, and there's more stuff. We want it. Crickets. Then they met in June, and they lied again. Crickets. And then what happened was the informant goes, well, it's in this office, in this office, in this office, in this storeroom, and it's nuclear stuff. And then what are you going to do? You got to go in and take it. They try to do it by subpoena. So they go in, and they deliberately didn't try to embarrass them. They deliberately didn't put FBI on. They didn't put out a press. They didn't do anything. So what happens? Then he what? Complains? He complains because they went searching for nuclear documents that by law he cannot declassify. They're not just classified. And under the Espionage Act, you may not know this, it doesn't matter if it's classified. If you hurt the country's defense by turning information over to an enemy, it doesn't matter if it's classified or not. Dick, my feeling is if this guy did this, even his most ardent supporters are not going to tolerate a president who committed espionage for a foreign country. Going to a break. Lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. 75 10. If God's a-coming, he ought to make it by then. Maybe he'll look around himself and say, guess it's time.